So we welcome you to the most auspicious celebration of Srila Haridas Thakur's disappearance, which was personally performed by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and who benedicted everyone who participated in the festival and who would hear about the festival with a great spiritual benefit. So read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 11. The Passing of Haridas Thakur. The summary of the chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Prabhava Bhashya as follows. In this chapter, Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covered it with sand, and erected a platform on the site. After taking bath in the sea, he personally begged prasad of Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasad to the assembled devotees. Text 1. Namami Haridasam Tam Chaitanyam Tam Chittat Prabhum Samstitam Apiyan Murtim Svanke Kritva Nanartaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Daya Maya Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Jaya. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. Jaya Shini Vaisarvara Haridasanatha Jaya Gadadhar Priya Sarupana Anatha. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. Jaya Gaura Deha Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Kripa Kari Deha Prabhu Nija Padadan. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. E sabha prasada liki chaitanya lila guna yai chaitai chaliki kari apana pavana. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Text 16. One day Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasad," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat?" "But you have brought Mahaprasad, and how can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion, and ate it. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly, so that one can hear himself and others. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulated principles very strictly. Purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulated principles. Haridas Thakur was the living example of how to follow the regulated principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sad Goswami Astika, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananati Di Kalava Sani Krito. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself. And one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. Text 25. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Tomara Avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by His own will, and by His will, competent devotees also incarnate to help Him in His mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. Text 26. The Lord concluded, "Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Haridas Thakur replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra that should have been offered to first-class Brahmins. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters." Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Anubhasya, quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to Shraddha Patra. Brahmana pasadahye te katita pantiduskaka etan vivarjaya yatnat shraddha karmani panditaha. According to this verse, if one is born in a Brahmin family but does not behave according to Brahminical standards, he should not be offered the Shraddha Patra, which is prasad offered to the forefathers. Advaita Acharya offered the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmin who had been born in a Brahmin family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in the family of meat eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first-class Brahmin. Text 31. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, My dear Haridas, what is the news? Haridas Thakur replied, My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Prakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes, like two bumblebees, on the lotus feet of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of who? Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Swarup Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakreshwar Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site." So whenever we see the sea, of course in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that of bodies of water, he's the sea. But we can also think that it is a great place of pilgrimage because it washed the body of Haridas Thakur. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared the remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees perform congregational chanting, and Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasad from the shopkeepers there. How many of you have been to Jagannath Puri? If you've been there, raise your hand. Approaching the Singhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasad from all the shopkeepers there. I am begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur, the Lord said. Please give me alms. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Swarup Damodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Swarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasad from each and every item. In other words, he didn't want to collect too much. It's one of the regulative principles of devotional service, atyahara. One should not eat too much or collect too much. So Swarup Damodar Goswami accepted just what he needed, not more. In fact, there is a saying that if you give a Brahmin a lakh of rupees, that means 100,000 rupees, which was a big amount. If you give a Brahmin a lakh of rupees, he will still be a beggar the next day, because he won't stock it. Whatever he gets, he'll spend. Like Srila Prabhupada said, make $1 million for Krishna one day and spend $1 million for Krishna the next day. So, no hoarding. Swarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasad from each and every item. In this way, varieties of prasad were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Swarup Damodar Goswami bring prasad, but Vaninath Patanayaka, as well as Kashi Mishra, sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. If you heard what I just read, raise your hand. Okay, what did I just read?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking small quantities of prasad.
Correct. I can see this group is catching all the important points. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. How much did he put on each plate? As much as five men could eat. Swarup Damodar Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasad." The four men, Swarup, Jagadananda, Kashishwar, and Shankara, distributed the prasad continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not take prasad as long as...
Yes.
All the devotees who sat down would not accept the prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasad to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. And this is the benediction I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. "Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur." And seeing, that word darshan, seeing, it has different layers of meaning. The darshan, in a simple way, means to see, but it also means to be seen. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, has given a very elaborate analysis of the difference of seeing darshan and being seen darshan. And actually, when we come before the deity or a great personality, what is more important is that they are seeing us, not that we are seeing them. In fact, what is our capacity to see them? We cannot even really see them as they are, but they can see us. And so darshan also means, it sometimes means like a philosophical system or a way of seeing the world. And in India, when Srila Prabhupada began Back to Godhead magazine in Hindi, he gave it the name Bhagavad Darshan, that by this magazine one gets the darshan of Bhagavan and the devotees. Devotees are also Bhagavat. Text 94. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, "Say, all glories to Haridas Thakur, and chant the holy name of Hari." So, in Bengali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Jaya Jaya Haridasa." So we should all say this: "Jaya Jaya Haridasa, Jaya Jaya Haridasa, Jaya Jaya Haridasa." By the way, this is a deity of Haridas Thakur from Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, "Jaya Jaya Haridasa Bali Kara Haridwani." Say all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Everyone began to chant, "All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord." Sub Gaya, everyone chanted, "Jaya Jaya Jaya Haridasa, Name Ra." Oh yes, Sub Gaya, "Jaya Jaya Jaya Haridasa,
Jaya Jaya
Name Ra Mahima."
That
means the glories of the holy name. "Yenha Hu Karila Prakash, revealed." So everyone began to chant all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees. And he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. So this is a very emotional event, a transcendentally emotional event. And Srila Prabhupada said that when a devotee leaves, we feel both happiness and distress. We feel happiness because we know the devotee has gone to Krishna. But we feel distress because we feel separation from the devotee. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also felt mixed feelings of happiness and distress. Because he was happy for Haridas Thakur. All of Haridas Thakur's desires were fulfilled by his grace. But he felt distress missing the association of Haridas Thakur. Text 21. Etaka hilun haridasera vijaya yahara shavane krishne drida bhaktiaya. Now this is the benediction especially for you. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, thus I've spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Purport. At Purushottam Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tota Gopinath. How many have been to the Tota Gopinath temple? Yes, it was the deity worshipped by Gadadhar Pandit. At Purushottama Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tota Gopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur still existing. Every year on the date of Ananta Chaturdasi, that's today's date, there is a festival to commemorate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. At the same place, three deities of Nityananda, Krishna Chaitanya, and Advaita Prabhu were established about 100 years ago. Who are the three deities? All right. If you know the answer, please raise your hand. Okay, Snigdha. Yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Advaita Acharya. A gentleman named Brahma Ravara from Kendrapad in the province of Arista contributed funds to establish these deities in the temple. The management of the temple was under the Tota Gopinath Goswamis. The temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur constructed a small house called Bhakti Kuti. In the Bengali year 1329, Purushottama Math, a branch of the Gaudiya Math, was established there. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was a great spiritual warrior, and at the time of his life, the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fallen into disrepute for various reasons, and so many Apasampradayas or deviant parties had cropped up. And during Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, he very clearly demarcated what those deviant sampradayas were, and he very vehemently preached against them and curtailed their advance. But towards the end of his life, somehow many of those deviant groups started to become prominent again. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very despondent over the development. And he had a dream, although many Gaudiya Vaishnavas say it wasn't actually a dream, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him. But anyway, not wanting to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared to him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a dream in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to go to Jagannath Puri and establish himself near the tomb of Haridas Thakur and engage in chanting the holy names of the Lord. And by his chanting of the holy names of the Lord in Jagannath Puri, near the tomb of Srila Haridas Thakur, the purifying effects of his chanting would be experienced all over the world. So this was not a small thing that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur established his bhakti kuti near Haridas Thakur's tomb and chanted the holy names of the Lord. And in a way you could say that our coming to Krishna consciousness is a result of Thakur Bhaktivinoda's chanting near the tomb of Haridas Thakur. In the Bhakti Ratnakar it is stated, Srinivasa Sigra Samudre Rakule Kela Haridasa Thakurera Samadhi Deke Ila Bhumite Padiya Kaila Pranati Vistara Bhagavata Gana Sri Samadhi Sanidane Srinivasa Stira Kaila Saneha Vachane Puna Srinivasa Sri Samadhi Pranamiya Ye Vilapa Kaila Ta Sunile Dravehiya. Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. Does anyone know who Srinivas Thakur is? Raise your hand. Dayanitai? Could be, but there's another. Say Srinivasacharya. Let's say Srinivasacharya. Bhakti Ratnakar is about the later associates. So, does anyone know who Srinivasacharya is? Well, he was one of the great devotees, and just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur were very close contemporaries and colleagues. So this Srinivas Acharya, Srinivas Thakur. Srinivas Thakur, so he knew about Haridas Thakur. Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. There's just so much separation, so much feelings of separation. And he came a little later. Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words. And Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. Text 102. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the very name Chaitanya Charitamrita means the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the nectarian characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the immortal characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from this we can see how affectionate he is to his devotees. He, although it was a personal loss for him to have to give up the association of Haridas Thakur, but out of affection for his devotee, he fulfilled his desires. At the last stage of Haridas Thakur's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then, he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Text 105. Mahabhagavata Haridasa Paramavidvan Eso Bhagya Lagi Age Karila Prayan. Translation. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar, Paramavidvan. Although he chanted so many rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily, 300,000 names, if we consider, that could take up a whole day. But he was greatly learned, very learned in the scripture. Of course, he didn't sleep much. But even then, it's a lot to do. Actually, the most important science to know is the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Parama Vidvan. He personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.24, Iti Pumsar Pita Vishno Bhakti Shchennavalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyada Tadbanye Ditam Uttamam. There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be called, technically, Sarva Shastra Ditti. Anyone who has learned the essence of all the Vedic scriptures is to be known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of all Shastra. When I first joined the Hare Krishna movement, my father wrote Srila Prabhupada a letter telling Srila Prabhupada that I was a good student with an inclination, I guess, towards psychology and theology, and that basically asking Srila Prabhupada to encourage me to continue my studies. So Srila Prabhupada wrote me a letter in which he enclosed my father's letter. And he said, I have received a letter from your father, which speaks for itself. And, he says you have a good taste for academic studies. And, of course, our work is more in the line of theology. So if you go to the university and establish that Krishna consciousness is the postgraduate conception of all theological conceptions, it will be a great service. So when I got the letter, I asked Satsvarupa Prabhu, who was the temple president, what does this mean? Does this mean that Srila Prabhupada is ordering me to go back to school? Or is he giving me a choice? And Satsvarupa Maharaj, he couldn't say for sure. So we discussed it, and he suggested, and I also thought it was the proper thing, that I should write Srila Prabhupada back and say that if you are ordering me, to continue my studies, then I will gladly do it. But if you are giving me the choice, then I would rather to continue to stay in the temple with the devotees and worship the deities and go on Sankirtan. So I wrote Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada replied that yes, there is no need for any further studies. And he quoted this verse. He quoted two. He said that in Lord Chaitanya's discussions with Ramananda Rai, the question was asked, who is the most educated person, or who is the best educated person? And the answer was given that one who is knowledgeable in the science of Krishna, he is the best educated. And then he quoted this verse from Prahlad Maharaj. Which I won't repeat, but the purport is that one who knows the science of Krishna consciousness, really the 9 processes, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam, he is the best educated person. Text 106. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience. How many here want to cross over the ocean of nescience? How many don't want to cross over the ocean of nescience? How many want to stay in this material world and enjoy and cross over the ocean of nescience? That's, you know, they say, there's the rub. Yeah. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pada Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, 11th chapter, describing the passing of Haridas Thakur. So, do we have time for questions or comments, or? That's what I like, decisiveness. Especially Krishna conscious decisiveness. There was one, I think, a football coach. And on his jersey, or you know, it was emblazoned. Sometimes wrong, never in doubt. But that was a good answer. So, any questions or comments? Yes. Do we have a microphone, a traveling microphone? But I'll repeat what you said.
Hare.
Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, in this complicated age we live in, is it possible to live the way Haridas Thakur did, just on the faith in the holy name of Krishna and the chanting of Hare Krishna?
Well, in principle, I mean, Haridas Thakur had faith in the holy name, he had faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had faith in Mahaprasad, he had faith in the revealed scriptures, he had faith in the process of devotional service. And the development of Krishna consciousness really means the development of faith. Ado Shraddha, we begin with faith, and that progresses to prema, but all of those different stages in between are just developments of faith. They're not different from faith. So we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but we can follow in his footsteps. Hare Krishna. stages. Yes?
But here, Haridas Thakur, he didn't want to witness the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so his desire was to leave before the Lord left. And whether the devotee leaves or the Lord leaves, there's still separation. So, when Haridas Thakur left before Mahaprabhu, technically you can see that as separation from the Lord. Why did he choose to be separated from the Lord?
Well, there are two categories of pastimes, Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. So Prakat Leela means the pastimes manifested in this world, and Aprakat Leela means the eternal pastimes in the spiritual world. So when Haridas Thakur left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the material world, he joined him eternally in the spiritual world. So for him there was no separation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who remained in the material world, he experienced the separation of Haridas Thakur in the material world. Is that okay?
But would a devotee want to... Separation can be a very painful thing, so it appears that Haridas Thakur left the Lord in a very painful situation. That's kind of a very transcendental pastime, very difficult to understand.
True. But he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be winding up his pastime soon. So he didn't leave him for a long time. But you know, these are like pastimes of love. It's pastimes of love. And by this pastime, so much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's character was revealed, so much about Haridas Thakur's character was revealed. I don't want to try to relate it too much to situations of our contemporaries, but to say these are mysteries. These are mysteries. There are many contradictions or apparent contradictions in mellows. In mellows. Now here, Mahabuddhi Das. Mahabuddhi means great intelligence. So
great
that's
intelligence. Hare Krishna. The nature of separation itself is about great happiness and seeming distress. So it seems the stress it also brings up great happiness at the same time. So in a relationship of love, Lord Chaitanya was so desirous of giving Haridas Thakur his wishes and his pleasure, that at the same time he's doing that with great feeling for Haridas Thakur, there's some separation feeling of his separation of the living. And that also brings out a higher remembrance, and in that remembrance you're also remembering the personality. So it's just like in the same the expressions of love for Krishna, sometimes the mood for separation from Krishna seems to be very painful, but it also brings up the most highest level. So you have to see it as mirrors and are set in the moods and mellows of love and relationship.
Yeah, externally it appears to be painful, but internally it's blissful.